another protest against the new Enbridge pipeline. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. 12 people were arrested yesterday during a protest against construction of an oil pipeline in mid-Michigan. It's the second time opponents of Canadian tar sands oil have disrupted construction of the pipeline. Steve Carmody reports.
Enbridge Energy is installing a new, larger pipeline to replace the line that broke 3 years ago, spilling tar sands oil into the Kalamazoo River. More than 1 million gallons of oil have been cleaned up from the river since then, and the cleanup continues. Four protesters chained themselves to heavy equipment at the pipeline construction site near Stockbridge. Andrew Joyce is a spokesman for the group Michigan Coalition Against Tar Sands. He says the group fears the new pipeline will not prevent a Kalamazoo River-type oil spill from happening again. He says the protest is about getting attention to their cause.
What we hope it will do is inspire resistance to tar sand.
This is the second time protesters have stopped work on the pipeline that will run from Sarnia, Ontario to Griffith, Indiana. Last month, a man climbed into a section of the pipe being installed near Marshall. An Enbridge spokesman says the company is concerned the protests put the protesters at risk and have the potential of negatively affecting the integrity of the 285-mile-long pipeline. The company hopes to complete construction of the pipeline by the end of the calendar year and have tar sands oil passing through it shortly thereafter. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.
This is the Environment Report. In the United States, we're using more renewable energy than we were a few years ago. A.J. Simon is an energy systems analyst with the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. The lab just released a chart outlining the nation's energy use for the year 2012.
We are significantly expanding our use of wind energy. The technology for wind turbines has come a long way in the past decade or so. And both federal and state policy in terms of renewable portfolio standards, as well as financial incentives, have encouraged a lot of utilities to install a lot of wind power. So we're seeing huge growth in generation of electricity from wind.
He says there's been steady growth in the use of wind power over the past 7 years. In Michigan, utilities are working to get 10% of their electricity sales from renewable sources by 2015. Simon says, nationally, we're also seeing more solar panels on homes and businesses. That's partly due to federal and state incentives, and partly because solar panels are getting much less expensive.
There have been gigantic price declines in photovoltaics, mostly due to oversupply from Asian manufacturers. I expect that as the market equalizes over the next couple of years, you may actually see the price going back up just a little bit. Although there's a lot of technology pressure that will continue to push the price down as some of the newer thin film technologies come online.
In Michigan, we get more than half of our electricity from coal. But Simon says some coal-burning power plants in the U.S. have started burning natural gas because it's been so cheap.
So for coal plants who are having trouble meeting emission standards, looking at very, very low natural gas prices, which were really at historic lows in 2011 and 2012, switching from coal to natural gas to fuel the electricity grid made a lot of economic sense.
He says most of the energy we used in the U.S. last year went for our electricity needs. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.